Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, wrapped up a 14-year-old national convention tasked with drawing up guidelines for a new constitution today, completing what the military government called a first step back to democracy, but what critics dismissed as a sham. The guidelines, yet to be published in full, guarantee a prominent military role in politics. Robert Templer is director of the Asia Program for the International Crisis Group. He says that the proposed constitution leaves little hope for a return to democracy.
What you're seeing is an economic crisis and a political tightening that's been going on in the past month, where they've been arresting large numbers of people. You've also, and this is quite extraordinary in some ways, seen a number of protests in Rangoon. It's extraordinary given that they're almost certain to be arrested and often locked up in truly terrible conditions for a long time. You know, the vast majority of the population living in extremely difficult conditions, some of the worst standards of living anywhere in Asia. Indeed, it's something similar to kind of the worst countries in sub-Saharan Africa. The military have really been running the country since 1960, and they've had a complete grip on power. So in that period of more than 40 years, what they've been able to do is to completely destroy most of other institutions. So you see a country which has seen really shocking declines in education, where there have been terrible dislocations of population, huge levels of conflict. And in that situation, the military has really absorbed all the resources and spent all the money on itself. There are no real signs of change, unfortunately. What you're seeing is a very serious decline at the moment.